It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, siree, baby. Hogfest 2008. I don't know where the rest of the guys are, but I'm down here in the WJFK garage, and we're looking forward to having a good time.
Come on up, man.
All right.
Where are you, Mike?
I'm down here. I'm going to fire up the motorcycle. Going to get it all fired up here. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Mike O'Mara on the bike, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go. All right. Whoa. Where are you guys? Yay!
Hey, there you are.
Yay!
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara.
All right, the band's still playing. I'm not going to go through the cones. All right, here we are. Wow. Look at all the bikes.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Here we are. This is kind of fun, Rob, having this headset, isn't
very,
it?
Very cool.
We are here live, 10800 Main Street, in the WJFK parking garage, or the parking lot, I should say. I cannot, like, be talking without this microphone in my hand. Having this thing is very, very strange.
You still, you sound great, though.
You look like Howard Cosell.
This is great. This is, we're walking around here. We got, I would say, about 50, 60 bikes here that are all set to go. That's a pretty bike.
Well, that's a Beatles
bike.
Every
color and style you can imagine.
I want to make sure that we mention to everybody that we are going to have Best in Show. We are going to have the King of Queens, King and Queens, the most heinous guy that brought the nicest looking bitch on the back of his bike.
Right.
We are going to have the
piece of S bike.
Piece of S bike. Mm-hmm. I don't have
bike.
The paper in front of me. And one other that, the hottest biker chick.
There it is,
right.
Yes.
That's
so
right.
The way this is going to work, if you come down here to 10800 Main Street, we are going to be actually walking through the crowd. We're going to get a chance to meet everybody that's here today.
Oh, I don't know.
And we're going to be secretly tapping the winners on the shoulder. This is not
or
going
somewhere.
To be a, this is not going to be a completely formal thing. What the hell was that?
A little feedback, I guess.
He tried to turn it up a little bit. Well, the band's playing, so you know, I like this because we're kind of incognito right now. That's the way it's going.
You can't spot us.
You can't tell us. Yes, three fat guys walking around the
with
corner
with headphones.
We're now. I need an actual handheld. Do we have a third handheld?
Somewhere
Mike?
We do.
Possible?
Yes. Matt, do you have the other handheld for Mike?
I need one handheld so we can talk to people. That's what we want to try.
I'll mic them. I can mic them.
Now, if you look over here in the left-hand corner of our parking lot over here, we've got the guys from Crazy Jane's. They have a custom-made chopper that they sell out of there. I don't know whether he's selling it or not. We also have their production line of bikes right here from Crazy Jane's. In the far corner of the parking lot, we've got Patriot Harley-Davidson with a couple of their bikes. And if you're interested in Crazy Jane's, what is the website you want to go to for Crazy Jane's?
CrazyJane's.com.
CrazyJane's.com.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What
politics.
A mess.
Right. I'm sorry. Did I sneeze on you, brother?
That's all right. I'm okay.
All over the chopper, Mike.
All right. Now, if you go to the far corner, we've got the Bad Influence Band. And a little bit later on, in one of the second or third breaks, not only are we going to have demonstrations for motorcycle riding concepts, but we're also going to have everybody on the show, be ye a rider or not, you're going to get a little training today. And Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Here's the surprise for you.
Oh, I hope there's
I
a surprise.
I include your fat ass in that, too. You're going to be trained on one of the little Buell motorcycles.
Oh, that'll be good.
So this should be fun. Now, can I take this off, this little headset?
Yes, right, you can.
You guys talk amongst yourself while I do this, all right?
Mike is disrobing even as we speak. He's taking off his gay microphone. And he will now assume his masculine microphone.
Assume the position. Isn't that right?
Oh, and you're all tangled.
I'm sorry. We have a little bit of a tangle here.
I'm up in blue.
Now, we were asked to...
What are you doing, Matt?
Oh, now the band is finishing up.
Now we're knitting.
All right. Hold on just a second.
This is going well.
Yeah, this
like
is a very thing.
It's like
Let
a
me
puzzle.
Take this opportunity. Oh, here comes some more bikes. I love the sound. Let me take this opportunity, the Bad Influence Band, if you guys can hold up for just a little bit. I'm Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Rob Spiewak.
Hi.
And Buzz Burbank. We want to take this opportunity to welcome you all here. So give yourselves a nice big cheer and round of applause so everybody can hear you out in Radio Land. If you guys that are here didn't get a chance to hear what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be giving away all sorts of prizes as the day goes on. We're not going to do the formal judging. Just bring your bike here to 10800 Main Street. We'll be making our way through. If you happen to be in the King and Queens competition with the ugliest, most heinous man with the most beautiful woman riding on the back of his bike, Just wander around with her.
We'll figure it out.
We'll know exactly who you are. And we'll have, has everybody gotten enough to eat? We got the food going over here from, what is it? Just in Time Catering.
Great food.
So let's take this opportunity. What the F is the deal with the Tangle?
I swear to God, it's like watching
this
a show
Matt,
on PBS.
This is,
I got it.
This is Matt the Pole, who just got out of the octagon and had a cage fight about a week ago. Give him a nice round of applause. He's a good guy. Incidentally, did you set up the
moving your ass.
Did you set up the PA system?
Yeah, it's working good, isn't it?
What is the problem with the PA? Listen to that.
There's nothing wrong. It's good.
It sounds like this. It sounds very bad.
I hope this doesn't sound this bad on the radio.
Oh, much better.
There you are.
All right, let's take this opportunity to meet everybody. Can you cheer once again? I like cheering. It makes me feel good. Now, one of the things... Oh, that's much better. Now, I can hear. You people can't, but I can hear very nicely. One of the things we're going to do towards the end of the show today, if you hang out, we're going to have almost like an Indy 500 type thing where we start your engines, and that's going to be a very special time.
I look forward to that.
I know we're tight on space. There is parking over in the church also, but we do have plenty of room to get bikes in here, so we still have room. I would say we can get... I think we can get about three more bikes in here right now. Just come by 10800 Main Street. Let's go around. And, sir, did you ride a motorcycle, and is this your daughter?
I do not, and this is my daughter.
Oh, thank God for that. You see, I get the similar kind of question all the time, but it's not my daughter. You understand how that works.
And it's like if they made a movie about Mike and Carla.
I'm going to speak to your daughter through you, sir, if it's okay.
Certainly, sir.
Is your daughter married?
No, she is not.
Is your daughter at all interested in being a buzz babe?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Hi, my name's Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, how
success.
Are you? What's your name?
My name's Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. We're going to have something for you to fill out so you can sign up to be a Buzz Babe, and thank you for doing that.
I'd love to watch her fill things
you're,
out.
You're well qualified. Let me tell the listeners that.
Listen to that. He wasn't paying attention to the first break of the show, but now he's all over.
I'm sorry. You were talking?
All right. Let's go over to the food here.
Thanks.
Let's check it out. This is the catering. This is Just-in-Time Catering.
Oh,
very good.
Man, look
here.
At this spread.
How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
You've been here since 5 o'clock this morning?
Yes, I have.
Now, what is on the menu today at 10800 Main Street in beautiful, scenic, historic? Man, those look like, I hate to tell you, but they look like charred penises.
They're ribs, Mike.
Terribly sorry. Oh, they're ribs. Oh, those aren't hot dogs. Oh, they're ribs, of course.
Yes.
That's fine. I'm kidding.
Of course they
I'm
are.
Kidding, of course. How long have these been cooking?
Since 6 o'clock.
Six oh o'clock God. This morning. Anybody
slow
have
roasted?
How are the ribs? Are the ribs good? Thumbs up to the ribs. Very good. And we have the hot dogs as well. Plenty of ribs down here.
Do the all meat right. fall off the bone?
The meat just fall off the bone.
Supposed to
Ben Franklin is here getting a rib. How are you, sir?
Hey, Ben. Hey, I'm good. I just signed up with these people.
You signed up with these people? Who are these people? This
to
is
be
radio.
A buzz babe?
Everything has to be explained.
Oh, motorcycle training.
Motorcycle riding concepts.
Riding concepts, that's right.
Very
for
good.
Lessons next weekend.
Now, are you a beginner, or are you trying to become a better rider?
No, back in the day, I used to ride a lot.
Okay, very good. And what do you do now, sir?
That day, not this day.
What's that?
That was in that day.
Not this day.
No.
Did you bring a motorcycle with you today?
No, but I have a checkbook.
That's fine.
That'll work.
Man, give me some money.
I love you on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'll take some money. That'll be a lot of fun. Let's make our way. We've got a rider here, rider here, rider here. Hi, sir. What's your name?
I'm Jerry.
Jerry, where are you from?
Leesburg, Virginia.
And did you come by yourself? Did you bring a gang? What happened today?
I came by myself.
Very good. Have you looked around to see if there are any biker chicks here?
I'm checking it out.
Very good. Did you get something to eat?
Absolutely.
Very good. Would you like to say anything else?
They do look a little like charred...
Penises?
Yeah.
Very good. It's a fascinating interview. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. Hi, are you the photographer?
Yeah, I'm with Shift Point.
What's Shift Point?
Shift Point's a local magazine here in Delmarva, Delaware, Maryland.
For bikers.
Are we in Delmarva? He said here in Delmarva.
Let me remind myself to suck it in. Let's go over to the guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts. Hello, sir.
How are you?
What's your name, sir?
Jesse Bowman.
Jesse, you're one of the trainers?
I am, sir.
And you're going to be training these two gentlemen, Buzz Burbank and Rob Spiewak, a little later this afternoon?
We're going to give it our best shot.
And you guys are also going to be doing some demonstrations around the parking lot as well?
We are. You got a great turnout here, and it's a beautiful day for
sure.
It's a gorgeous day. We're very psyched.
Yeah!
Hold on. I always like to walk up to the ladies. Hi. Are you two a couple?
Hi.
Are you here with someone?
I am.
Have you met Mr. Burbank?
Hi.
He's the horniest man on the East
nice
Coast.
To meet your acquaintance. Nice to meet you.
Shake his hand. What's your name, my love?
Laura Lightfoot.
What's that?
It's Laura Lightfoot.
Laura Lightfoot.
Sounds like an Indian
like
name.
Like Gordon Lightfoot?
Similar, but not the same.
Very cool.
Superior, it said, never gives up a dead on the big lick they call.
All right, it sucks. And who are you here with, ma'am?
I'm here with my boyfriend, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Todd.
Hi, Todd. I'm sorry, man.
I'm not. Right.
Just, to, you know, it's all doing a little show. That's what we do. Where are you from, Tom?
I'm from here, McLean.
You're from the parking lot at WJFK?
Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. And how long have you been dating this lovely lady?
For about probably like 14, 15 months.
I thought you were going to say years. That would have been a little scary. 14,
that's
15 months. How's the relationship going?
It's going great.
Does she do everything? He's suddenly tongue-tied.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
I don't understand. Would she be interested in being a buzz babe? They're completely protected. I have to tell you that. If you're a buzz babe, unlike the junkettes, they're completely protected.
She's probably game for it.
Really? Would you be a buzz babe? You know, it could be a paid position.
Can you tell me what it's about?
Here's the man to do that. Buzz, tell her what it is to be a buzz babe.
You would be as if a cheerleader, as if a spokesmodel for the show, along with other attractive young women. You would make appearances. You would get paid for this. You would have fun. You would be part of our entourage. And we just love to have you around. Would you fill out an application for that?
Have you told her about the final audition and how that works?
Well, I think that goes without saying.
All right, very good. Let's let's move around here.
And so it shall.
Okay. We're going to go over here to the corner. All right.
Hard to get around
gentleman?
All the bikes.
Who's this guy?
What's that? Hi, sir. What's your name?
Rob.
Where are you calling from?
Me and my wife, Carrie.
What compelled you to come down here to the event?
Get away, you know, from my wife.
Really? You seem like you're a little uptight. Is there any particular reason for that?
I don't know where you want me to go with this, Mike.
Chad, how come you're not drinking your Jamba Juice like you did the last time we were out in the parking lot?
CK has been very prevalent out here. I've tried to go on two or three runs, but trust me, by the end of your broadcast, I'll have some O'Mara juice for you.
Okay, 5 o'clock, Mike O'Mara would require some O'Mara juice, if that's possible.
Chad Dukes.
OJ.
Where is CK? Is Oscar here? I'm keeping score.
Hey, look, there's
Oscar's
Chris.
Oscar's not here. What?
It's Chris. Look at the glare. It's Chris's head.
Chris, it's just it's an energy drink. That's what we do. We have an energy drink. That's what we have out here.
You require high energy broadcast.
Just an energy drink. That's all we need.
Okay.
Thank you very much. He's Mr. Low Key.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. What he's like out in public. All right, you wanted to meet the band?
It's the band.
We're going to go over here and meet the band. Hi, Tom. Tom Gavin. Hello. Helping people with intellectual disabilities, Knights of Columbus. Yes, hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Tom, why did you choose that cause?
Because we got the R word is not even out here anymore.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. It's intellectual disability.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Tom, do you see any hot chicks that you'd be interested in out here today?
I see one up there.
How about this lady in the red, white, and blue in the American right flag here. Shirt? Do you like her?
Yes, I just got a kiss from her this morning.
Oh, that's
really?
Good.
Wow.
Did you get anything more than a kiss?
Not yet.
She looks like she wants to give you more than a kiss, Tom.
I like to
You know, I love the way some people look at me when I'm doing this. No, we've known how long have we known each other, Tom?
48 years.
48 years.
Seems like
I'm sad that Don's gone.
Yes, Don is gone, but he's still a good friend. You still come down and keep in touch with him, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that at all. Tom.
Yes.
Tom,
yes.
The lady, focus on her. Don't hide, ma'am.
No, step forward, and I think it would help, Tom, if you pointed to her.
Did you really
see her?
Did you really give Tom a kiss today?
He gave me a kiss.
Oh, on the cheek? You pointed very, very clearly to the cheek. How about on the lips?
No.
Tom, what did you have for lunch today?
I had a hot dog from the thing over there.
What do you have for breakfast, Tom?
Eggs, bacon, and cream chippy on toast.
How about a little tongue for Tom?
Just a taste?
No, you're not going to do that? Okay. Right. Sit down, Tom.
No.
Thank you very much. Would you like to spell motorcycle before you sit down?
M-O-R-E-T-O-R.
Perfect. Give him a round of applause.
Perfect.
Well, he's not done yet. Wait, he's not finished. I'm
sorry.
As you
know, there's more letters.
He's not finished yet. Tom? Oh, yeah, I'm not going to sit there, no. Do you want to finish spelling motorcycle?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's going on today? It's the
we're having a party. Thank you, Tom. All right, let's meet the band.
Well done.
This is the Bad Influence Band. Just you three guys.
Enter and sign in, please. What's your name?
How you doing? I'm Mike Tash.
Mike, how are you?
I'm Malarty.
And the other guy?
Roger.
Are you sure? Mike, nice to meet you. What, did we interrupt your lunch or something like that? Are you the drummer?
No, I'm not the drummer.
You're not
I'm
the drummer?
Musician.
Oh, he's a musician. Oh, what a stain this guy
he
is already.
That, doesn't
we
he?
Got a stain. Is he the diva of the band? Absolutely. Yeah. Is he the guitar player? He's the guitar player. Is he the bass player?
No.
You're the bass player. What does he do? He is the drummer.
No, I play the mouth organ.
Oh, the mouth organ. I bet you do. You got a little barbecue sauce right on the chin, right there. Right there. Can we hear a little something from the Bad Influence band up close and personal? The drummer? Oh, the drummer's getting high.
If only we had someone that could sit in on the drums, Mike.
We'll do it later. No, I'm not in the mood. I got to be drunk to do that.
Not in the mood.
I have to be very drunk to do that. Let's make our way around the crowd here, and a good crowd it is. Hello, sir. Hi, we're doing a radio show. How you doing? What's your name?
I'm Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
Right here in Fairfax.
Right here in Fairfax. Right. Having a good time? Did you bring a bike in today?
My trike's over in the park.
Oh, you got a trike. Okay.
Cool.
We'll actually be sending somebody over into the church parking lot as well, because if you win Best in Show,
right. You
can either be in the upper level parking lot here at WJFK, or you can be in the church parking lot. And who's this lovely lady?
My wife, Denise.
Denise, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Are you in the trike? Do you ride on the back?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Very nice meeting you.
Taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
We have another couple over here, and then we're going to meet the general. Hello there. What's your name, sir?
Jeff.
Jeff, why'd you stare at me like that, man? You're freaking me out.
Mike, I think that's the only way he can stare.
Okay, where are you from, Jeff?
Got the weird eyes.
Springfield, Virginia. Is this your wife, girlfriend, significant other, woman you're cheating with? Who is it?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, and what's your name?
Nora.
Nora, how long have you been together with this guy?
Too long. No kidding.
Do you know everything? Do you know everything there is to know about him?
Probably not.
Because really, there's just something I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Look, I just met you guys. There is something in his eyes that tells me, does the home you live in, do you live together?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Thank
You're
God.
Still safe.
Yeah.
Check his crawl space. Is it an apartment? Is it a standalone house, apartment, condo, what?
Condo.
Oh, thank God. Is it an upper floor condo?
Yep.
Oh,
he can't have a storage cage?
He can't fit the bodies below.
That's right.
All right, let's meet the general over here. I love this outfit, man. Look at this.
I would still look behind the hot water heater.
U.S. Army, how you doing, sir?
Right, how are you?
Very nice to see you. What's your name?
Tom.
Are you retired military?
In March.
In March, you're going to be out of the service. Give Tom a nice round of applause.
Thank you, Tom.
Dustin or Justin, depending on what his name was. Dustin wanted me to mention, and I think it's Justin.
Isn't I do it? Too.
Justin wanted to mention, and if we could all remember for this particular weekend, all the guys that are downrange this particular weekend, the
yep.
guys that are over there in Afghanistan and also Iraq, as well as being Memorial Day, we want to think about the guys that are still over there.
That's right.
And you're getting out of the service in just a couple of months?
I just did.
You just did. Did you get? Did you go party and you know go crazy or what?
Oh yeah, I did.
Are you gonna be what do they call it? Double dipping, or are you gonna just be enjoying life now?
Double dip. Yeah.
Good for
do
you.
A little double dip.
It's the American way.
And what rank did you retire at?
CW3.
What was CW3? Is that like a CW
warrant
McCall?
Officer.
What?
Warrant officer.
You're a warrant officer.
Oh.
That means. And how old are you? If you don't mind me asking, how old
62.
Are you? 62. And you can still kick my ass. I can tell. You scare me. You don't. Okay, let me talk to you. What's your name, sir?
I am Colonel Tab Patterson.
It's Tab Patterson, Mike.
Yeah.
Tab Patterson, like Kentucky Colonel?
Like Kentucky Colonel.
Not real military Colonel, though, right?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Are you the guy that's been stalking Rob Spiewak?
I am.
Really?
Isn't that nice?
This is Tab Patterson. Tab, where did you come from to be here today?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
We might have a winner, Lexington, Kentucky.
Long-distance biker.
It just sounded like Oprah. Lexington, Kentucky, everybody gets a car.
Don't there say that, Mike, please.
Tab, let me get an explanation. What is this about your unnatural love for Rob Spiewak?
I've been listening to your show for about 12 years, and I really appreciate his sense of humor.
See?
Well, F you, Tab.
I told you there
got
was
a couple
of
other guys that do the show as well. What is it about Rob? It's gay love, isn't it? Come on, tell me the truth.
Well, looking at Buzz and seeing the man nipples, it may be swaying the other way.
You can see Buzz's nipples.
So it's working. So it's working then.
Buzz, turn around and show everybody nipples today.
Very nice. What do you think, folks?
There they are.
That's right. Nice. He doesn't have a belly button, but he's got nipples.
That's right.
Well, Tab, you're kind of creepy, but it's very nice to meet you.
Good meeting you guys.
And he's not a real colonel, right, Rob? That's one of those fake colonels.
We are
like,
real colonels.
That's BS. You're not
we're
a real colonel.
Real colonels.
All right.
Just like the guy who makes the chicken.
Got time to meet a couple more people here.
Just like Phyllis Diller.
Let's make our way around. Now, you didn't ride a motorcycle here, did you, sir? You looked like you're too dressed up.
No, I did not.
Why don't you just like steal somebody's free T-shirt and get biker on us?
I thought about doing that.
All right. Do you ride bikes?
I do.
Okay, very good. Just came right from work today.
I'm an MRC groupie.
Oh, an MRC. Are you on the job? Are you a cop?
No.
Okay. Let's say that.
This man is lying.
You know, just like the other guy, I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. I'm not sure. Well, what are you doing here? Just hanging out with the MRC guys?
Is it the tie?
Is it? It's the tie. It's making me nervous.
A little.
Could you take the tie off?
I can.
Could you give it away?
I could.
He's going to give the tie. Would you like to see him give away the tie?
Yeah.
All right, take the tie off.
No better giveaway for bikers than a necktie.
A necktie. All right. First person to raise their hand gets the tie. Come here, sir.
There you go. This is the guy for it.
Oh, no. Sorry, buddy.
There you go. I wish this was television. You can't describe this. Congratulations, sir. What's your name?
Dave Gumbali, Freedom Bail Bonds.
Wow.
For all your bail bonds needs, you just gave your tie to the bail bondsman. Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
Have a great time. Try to loosen up, okay? Really, relax. Enjoy yourself.
I have to apologize to that guy. The tie does not come with a manual.
Yes, excuse me, sir.
I got an okay on your soapy energy drink. Would you like that now?
No, a little bit later on, but, you get a head start for me. And then here's some pig Latin. After a, e-way, il-way, o-a, out-a.
S-yay. Ear-bay.
Ear-bay.
S-yay.
Designated day, ivor-dre.
Ooh-yay, ave, one-hay?
Memorial Day, wait a minute.
Memorial May,
Ekenway.
Right, Eitray.
Arts Day,
Eitray.
Inkdray, Evelihe.
Eitray. S-yay. Arlake?
Udge.
S-yay.
Ishe's Uminke.
Atte Udge Ute Irhe.
Ishe's on a Urhe Awe.
S-yay. Oshe? Izumre?
Arupshe.
If you didn't catch it, they just profess their love for one another.
Adche? Oh, wait a minute. Adche, Oge, Ibe, Irbe.
Ahura, A?
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back with the guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts and some training when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.